Hello and welcome to our University of Strathclyde podcast series, run out of the world-famous School of Education, right in the heart of the beautiful city of Glasgow in Scotland. We bring you a mix of meeting academic interviews, thought pieces, conversations and provocations on all things education, to give you a glimpse into our world-leading education research here at Strathclyde, and of course to stimulate your questions and thinking around the meaning, purpose and practice of education. In schools, in communities, and of course in all our lives.
Hello everyone and welcome to the School of Education podcast. Today I am talking with Alexander, who's 8, and he describes himself as a very imaginative boy. Hi Alexander, how are you?
I am okay. I was just playing with my friend on Jeff, my gaming computer. I call him Jeff. Mm-hmm. He was made on like Saturday because on Friday me and my dad started building the PC. It was super hard because on Friday we tried to do the honors of turning it on, but it wouldn't work. And on Saturday it happened and I played on it. I was good straight away. I got about 3 kills on Fortnite with an E11 Blackhawk rifle without aiming on a PC. The hardest thing I've ever achieved in my life, except from getting 9 kills in a row in Arsenal.
All of this is very confusing to me because I don't really know about gaming and things like that. But you said you built a PC. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So explain to me how that works. I've got no idea how you build a PC.
So you get the motherboard, you get the graphics card, all the other stuff. You get the case. You open the glass thing in the case, build everything, install it all in, put the glass back on, connect all the wires, set it up, and then press the on button.
And it worked first time?
No.
No?
Tons of perseverance.
I just want to ask about something because people can't see you, but I can. Mm-hmm. And for people that can't see Alexander, his face is covered in red face paint and he describes himself as a very imaginative boy. Do you want to say a wee bit more about that, Alexander?
Well, yeah. So there's something about my school that I just don't like.
Oh, what's that?
Most of the people in the school, they're just annoying. Like tons of people who just are just kind of bossy and annoying. But I got some friends. I only got about 10. I used to have 11.
10 friends is a lot of friends, though.
Yeah, but 5 in my school, and most of them are not in my school. And mostly on Fortnite or Roblox. Mm. And I have now, as I was saying, my school is a school that has something that I don't want.
What's that?
Tons of bullies.
Really?
Yeah.
And dear, why do you think that happens?
Well, I mean, people get bullied every day.
What do you think we could do about that? What do you think the school could do about that?
It's mostly the religious people, like me and all my friends.
What, that get bullied?
Yeah, we get bullied even by the class clown. Well, the class clown says we can be cool for religious, so...
Do you think you're cool?
Well, not really. I'm not the coolest, but I'm okay. I'm just going to...
What makes somebody cool, then?
Well, they've got to have... They have to be good looking.
Uh-huh.
They need to not, they have to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
They also have to, they also have to, have a good thing about them.
Like what?
Cool people, some of my friends are, really, really cool. And there's something that the school done that they shouldn't have done. They unbanned toxic waste like a few days ago. Then when I brought it in, everyone's like, can I get a toxic waste? And everyone just asks for the things.
What's me and my friend. Waste?
Oh, it's a type of sweet that's in a can, plastic. And I had the new flavor, the nuclear fusion. It fuses two flavors together and then you can eat it. And it's like, it tastes of two flavors. My favorite is blueberry and banana.
And those two flavors are together, blueberry and banana.
Yeah. But my real favorite flavor is blackcurrant. But it's all sour. So you have to just suck it and bite on it and then so you get to the core, which is so tasty.
I'm not so crazy about sour flavors. I'm trying to think if I had to invent a sweetie, what flavors would I put together?
Well, what flavors I put together would be...
What would you go for?
It would be a bubble gum that tasted of all your meals a day and everything you wanted. And
just in one bubble gum, all your meals in one day in one bubble gum.
And it has zero fat and it's really healthy. And then, but it would probably be like free. I want it to be free. And that means that Pizza Hut, McDonald's, all those brands, no fast food making.
No fast food? Would the bubble gum not be fast food?
No, it would, but. They're not going, their fast food businesses would be
downhill. Why?
Yeah, because mine is going to go up, like McDonald's and all that. They're going to be like,
can't you both exist together?
So, my company is going to sell the ones that you really, really want, like luxurious flavors for a lot of money. But there's going to be one that is free. So, and there's also something in my school that I really want them to fix. We have a cart that comes every Friday. We bring a pen to get three sweets. They donate to free meals, but why don't they donate to Ukraine? They're more in need.
Have you made that suggestion?
Yeah, and they're not listening to it.
Well, how did you make the suggestion? Who did you speak to?
Well, I spoke to the B6s who told us about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're running the Yum Yum cart for the day, so I suggested are you going to donate to Ukraine? Because they're more in need than homeless, because they're, most of them are basically homeless.
Have you got a pupil council in your school? Yeah.
It's got my shoulder partner, my learning partner.
But if you've got an idea, like maybe the money should go to Ukraine.
Yes.
Could you suggest that to one of your friends to take to the pupil council to suggest it?
Oh, I did not think about that.
Might that be a good idea?
Yeah.
How often does your pupil council meet?
I think it's on like a Friday 1:15.
So you'd have time this week to ask?
Yes, I would, but that's going to be like 2 hours before I go to an after school club. And then after that, or my parents might pick me up. But then I'd go to my best friend's house. But he lives all the way in Kirkintilloch.
So that's quite a distance away. So you don't get to see him all the time then?
Yeah, I don't see him all the time.
What makes him your best friend?
Well, we met 3 hours before he was born. I was 3 hours later. And we saw each other when we were born, and guess what? Jane and my mom used to go out to cafes with me and Chris, and we start to like play together, point to his hair, cry, and have fun. And then when we were four, when we were smaller, we made the decision to be best friends.
That's really nice. So you've known each other then for eight years straight. That is a long time. Do you think you'll stay friends forever and ever?
Yeah, we'll stay friends forever.
And what makes him such a good friend? Why is he such a good friend?
He helps me when I'm sad. He would always, like, if we were playing a scary game, he'd say, don't worry. And he'd, like, go with me and encourage me and get my mind off of bad things and do better than what an actual just friend would do. He's my best friend.
Ah, so you're making a distinction. You're saying there's a difference between a friend and a best friend. Say a wee bit more about that. That's interesting.
A friend is someone who does stuff for you, but helps you when you're sad. But most friends do something that best friends don't. And they sometimes bully other people in front of you, and sometimes happens. And so my friend, best friend, he would never make fun of anyone. He and him cannot make fun of anyone. It's not a good thing to do.
Oh, that is nice. And what do you think you'll get up to when you see each other?
Well, we're gonna play Roblox together, maybe play some Brookhaven Blocks for growing up. I don't feel so, because we used to always play that. It was like our favorite thing to do when we first met each other, and when we downloaded Roblox, we always had fun playing together on that game. But then I didn't want to, but I want to bring back memories.
Is it important that best friends like doing the same things, do you think?
Well, they don't always do the same things, no. But he wanted to play growing up. He wanted to play growing up like a few minutes ago. I didn't. I went with the decision, but I said, after, can we play Arsenal? So we basically just took turns and not just had one leader.
I suppose that's part of being best friends, yeah. Isn't it? Taking turns about, or sometimes doing what you're not keen to do because your friend wants to do it.
Yeah.
You said to me before we started recording that you're too creative.
Yeah, too creative because when me and my friends are playing Fortnite and I make the roleplay maps and the hide and seek maps, I always just make like secret things. Like, I've only made roleplay maps and hide and seek maps. The first hide and seek map, I didn't really do a hide and seek, but I done a role play map, and I made like a blimp. I made all those. If I make a hide and seek map, I'm gonna like have cheats. Like, there's gonna be a code to the cheat room, and there's gonna be a moving blimp with a new prop moving device, and only my friends know the code. I'm gonna make my enemy's host die and seek, or my friends, and then the blimp, and then there's gonna be like turrets, and the winner gets a 4-pack of my beans. I'm interested in beans because they're my favorite food.
Beans are your favorite food?
Yeah.
Baked beans?
Yeah.
What's so good about beans?
Well, I just like when they make you fart. They also can prevent you from a heart attack because they're good for your heart, and I don't want a heart attack. So I'm going to start eating 5 a day. That's only going to be my 5 a day.
You're only going to eat beans as your 5 a day?
It's one of my 5 a day now.
Oh, it's one of your 5 a day. Because I was thinking if you eat beans 5 times a day, I think you definitely would be having a bit of a farty problem.
I fart in my friend's faces.
Very peculiar.
Yeah, I already have a farting problem. I farted in class once. Me and my friends done this really funny thing in class. I said, can I make a presentation? And then I nodded to my friend, and he, you know what he done?
What did you?
And he was like, and then we all laughed. It was the most creative joke we've ever done.
Well, I suppose making noises like that on the back of your hand are funny when you do that in class, because I suppose you're not meant to make noises like that when you're in class usually.
Well, it was because we were in a boring lesson and the students were just like, and then I was like, I need to make a presentation. And then I was like, this.
If a lesson's boring, how could the teacher make it more exciting or more interesting? What do you like about school? What's good about school?
Recess.
That's the only thing?
And friends.
So playtime and friends.
Yeah, that's all. Except for choosing time. We get to choose an activity. And I also, like, when I have to go to math with my best friend, and also when we get Lexia, because it in the afternoon, we could just skip the whole math lesson. The math lesson is so long, it's about 35 minutes. We skip all of that.
Do you not like maths?
Least favorite subject, not doing it.
What's your favorite subject?
I like the subjects. I think it's treehouse learning. Because we do that sometimes at the end of the day and there's a man going like this.
What kind of learning did you say?
Treehouse learning, I think.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it's called. I think it's...
Do you do it in the class or do you do it outside?
Class.
What makes you happy about school? Like your friends, there's playtime. Is there anything else that's worthwhile while you're there? Or do you think...
Once we're doing healthy, uh-huh. Guess what? The teacher pulled out a can of beans.
Your favourite thing?
Yeah, I love that. When we learn about healthy food, we get to look at healthy food and all that. And I even searched up beans, and I actually saw a 4-pack, and I was staring at it for most of the lesson.
Imagine that you got to be in charge of the school. What would you get up to if you were in charge of the school?
Spend all my money on better playtime with slide, indoor play, video games.
What do you think you would want the children to learn if you were in charge of the school?
Well, I want them to learn, but I want to make the subjects fun.
So how would you do that?
I'd ask people who know how to make learning fun and hire them.
Now, I understand that in some schools, when they're looking for a new teacher, they allow the children to participate in doing things like the interviews, they talk to the people that want to work there. So what would you be looking for in an ideal teacher?
I want them to be smart. And not make a single boring thing about the lesson. Don't deal with silly tattletales. And not to put on any education videos. Only meme education. That's why I want them to study memes, anime, and K-pop.
So you're a fan of anime and K-pop?
Yeah, and memes. My favourite K-pop... stars are BTS.
And what do they sing?
Well, they sing a lot. I have a friend who watched the live performance broadcasting live from Korea.
Oh, and does your friend speak Korean?
No. He's a fan of BTS lately.
But do they sing in English or do they sing in Korean?
English, American. That's the language I use on Arsenal. I sent my language to American, so when there's a cutscene, it's all American.
And how did you learn to speak American?
Well, I watch American YouTubers and learn. It's education for American YouTubers, from American YouTubers for British. It's education.
What do you think education is?
Well, I think education is... Well, there's two sides of education, heaven education and hell education. Let's start with hell education. It's the education all the students suffer through every single day. And heaven education is when you do art, choosing time, playtime, and also not being bored in math, which is the hardest thing.
You know that this podcast that we're recording is listened to by teachers and other people that are interested in education. So my last question for you is, knowing that the people that are listening are teachers and other people interested in education, what message would you give them about education? What do you think is the most important thing that you want to tell them, that you want them to know?
This is to every teacher, make the students happy and make sure you have an emotional check-in and also give them, if anyone wants to be an astronaut, you could give them a set progression of lesson of Russian, because you need to speak Russian, you need to read Russian, and also you can, if religious people want to pray, you can give them a place to pray. And if someone's annoyed, give them a worry box or a quiet corner, somewhere where they can think or talk about. That's what I would like to tell everyone who's watching this.
I think that's fantastic. I think that's they're very positive messages that you want to share. And I think they're very practical as well. They're things that people who are listening will be saying, that's a brilliant idea. I think I'll do that when I go into school tomorrow. Or I might ask the boys and girls in my class if they think it's a good idea. Or they might say, I heard this idea from Alexander on the podcast and he thinks it's a great idea. What do you think would be a great idea in our class? So I think you've given people lots to think about. And on top of that, you've also made teachers worry that the children in their class are going to spend their maths time making farty noises. And maybe that's not a bad thing.
Okay, so worry teachers, make sure your children don't do that.
Okay, I'm sure they'll try hard.
A real eagle eye. You need an eagle eye to spot them.
They do need an eagle eye.
Yes.
And good ears as well. So thank you very, very much, Alexander. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. We've talked about lots and lots of things, and I'm sure people will find it really interesting. Okay, so thank you very much.
For everyone who's going to watch it.
Well, they're going to listen. They're going to listen. They won't see the video. So I'm sad that they won't be able to see all your fantastic face paint, because it is quite splendid. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening in to our Strathclyde Education podcast series. We'll be back soon with another episode.